The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the last day of the week, it's the seventh day of the seventh month of 2017. There's lots of sevens in this. Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You're right, Nick.
Gosh, you are good at this. You're worth everything they pay you, Justin, just for that fabulous intro.
I do it for charity. Okay. So I did notice, actually, a tweet yesterday, something about you saying silver dropped out of the bottom and fallen out of silver. Why is this then? What's happened?
So, you know, the silver spot silver didn't drop, but silver futures, which is what most people trade, dropped 11% in 20 seconds.
Wow. Why is
and
that then?
And bounced back. Stop. Just because, you know, it was a really weird time of night. So it was just after midnight. So after the US stops trading and goes to bed, and before they get kind of going in Asia, so there's a really thin, illiquid time of day when really bad things often happen in futures. And I've seen it so many times and it just happened again. And it's also a time where a lot of funds will try out new algorithms, and somebody obviously was trying out something I got it wrong, or they ran the stops, you know. I saw people trying to buy it, but it's pretty nasty. The spot silver price held up though.
Okay.
Very often when you see a move like that, you'll then see an opposite move direction because they've just cleaned everyone out. So
yeah. Okay. I gotta say, you know, people mention about the summer on AIM and all that, and I'm in on the stocks, and I think never go too much. The financial cliches can be quite strong, but I think always play it by ear because you never know. Because a couple of good summers I've had. I mean, this year summer has been cracking for me so far. It started off a bit threadbare, but
I should say congratulations on your faith in UK shale.
Yeah, well, Angus Energy is there. Yeah, it's doing very well. Also, Westminster Group pretty much Angus Energy. I bought these at
UK oil and gas one as well?
Well, they sort of have shared assets with UK oil and gas. Okay. But Angus is worth more, even though, because Angus have a production license. It's not easy to get a production license. UK oil and gas haven't got a production license. And I was like, you know, I've seen several people, companies have had an application this week turned down on production licenses, and I'm thinking, listen, it's not hard. It takes lots of time, lots of money, and quite a few years to get a production license. Angus have pretty much the same, you know, assets under the wheel basin as UK oil and gas, but they've got a production license. They can actually get the oil out and sell it. UK oil and gas can't, and so yet, but UK oil and gas is worth about what, 100 million market cap. Angus is about 50 or something like that, so it's half the value. And I think people are not understanding the value gap here, you know. So, but anyway, that's done well. WSG is done well. So I was buying Angus originally at 7-8 pence, you know. So then at 23 pence now, that's good. At WSG, I bought that under 10 pence, and that's good. Problems resources when you know people are lacking confidence. Now I was buying that around was it about 9? It's 10 pence. That's doing very well. So yeah. I'm glad. And Talao is just, we're going to look at that chart today, aren't we? Talao Energy. I originally bought that.
We can start with Talao if you like.
Yeah, let's do that. Because I bought that when Colin came on the podcast originally, and I liked the sound of it, but it's like 3.5 pence a share then at the moment. Now, it went up to 12 pence, it's now 8 pence, but it's doing very well. But I think it's a genuine stock with good fundamentals, as of all of those just described, good fundamental outlook, you know. And this is not buying on a punt or a technical bounce or a relief rally bounce. These are businesses I believe have a long term. And that's why I buy into them. I'm an investor, not a trader. And it do go through periods where you think, oh, it's not going to work out. But it is, you know, I think you've got a lot better chance of earning money if you invest in companies with a lot of, good fundamental outlook, you know. Anyway, let's look at Talao. What do you reckon on it? Energy.
I reckon Talao made a really good low at the end of January, had a really nice rally of 5 waves, which is very encouraging, and then came back and retested that in April. And since then, we've gone sideways. We're held down below the 200-day moving average, which we're testing today. That is at 7.527. So really, I want to see a close above 7.53. Then I can say we've bottomed. My target is 12.47.
Oh, hang on, what price have you got? Because I'll tell you what the price is on Talao. It's 8 pence. at the moment? 12.3.
Okay, we've got to close above 7.3. So sometimes, you push up and then it doesn't close. It'll come all the way back. If we close above 7.3, we've closed above the 200-day moving average, we've reversed the bottom, and my target is 12.47.
But do you know what, though? Yesterday it closed at 7.377. Opened up today, gapped up at 7.6.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
You've got to hold. If you can hold above a 200-day moving average, it's the boss. We're going to go higher.
Cool.
So 12.47 is my first target for this one. And my next target is much higher at 1660.
Marvellous. Let's look at the next one, Challenger Acquisitions. These are guys that sort of having involvement in giant observational wheels. You know, like London Eye and stuff like that. They're involved in one in Indonesia. But they've had a couple of issues of late. But director is... given a convertible loan to the company, and he's bought some shares at £0.03, which is above the thing. So what do you reckon, which is above the current share price? I think I was checking out, I didn't see what it is. So we're at 1.95 pence at the moment. What do you reckon, Challenger Acquisitions?
It's Challenger Acquisitions is having a go at bottoming, but it's got resistance at 2.03. It's got to close above 2.03. Otherwise, I think we see another leg higher and we need to wait. I have Fibonacci targets a bit lower, I'm afraid, around 7.75. I don't say it. So I really like to see
where? 0.75?
Yeah,
wow.
I'd really like to see this close above 2. It's really above 2.03, 2.05 to be confident. That's back above then the 20-day moving average. And if we can do that, you know, we will run a much higher to at least 2.6. Then we're looking at those previous lows, and then we're making the first steps in turning the ship around. That's what I'd like to see. But the first thing it needs to do is close above 2.03.
And we're way off from the 200-day moving average at 9 pence. So we're way off from that.
We are. But, you know, the RSI isn't that. You know, because we've gone sideways, sort of choppy for, you know, a couple of weeks, the RSI isn't really oversold. You know, since the start of June, we had a little drop. And then we've really stabilized. So, you know, potentially that's basing. It's really, you know, it's, you could argue it's made a kind of double bottom. If we can get above 2.4, then we have double bottomed and we will go back and retest those previous lows. But, you know, step by step, the first thing I want to see is it above 2.03, 2.04 to be able to say, you know, this is like the first change in behaviour.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Next, and the last one is Lion's Gold. Ticker there is Lion. Good ticker. And this took a bit of a hit recently because they mentioned that a couple of their projects that they're involved in Scandinavia and India are going to be delayed. And so literally, it really dropped by 25% in one day. Which was below the recent placing price, the raised price, but it's starting to climb gradually now.
Zoom right out on your chart and take a look back to sort of September 2015, and you'll see that spike low, you know, at 0.95 around there, and then that was the lows in November, then that was the highs in February 2016, again late February, and then since summer 2016, every time we've dipped back to 0.95, there have been buyers. And we've done it three times. Here we are, you know, this is the low of the range and the high of the range is 1.85. So we double. So, the first green Heiken Ashi or the first bullish candle against this sort of 0.95, 1.0 level, I think is a buy. It's a range trade. You know, you've got really low risk because you know where you're wrong. You know, sort of below 0.88, you know, it's never been for a year and a half, so...
Yeah, I can see. Oh, it's a gentleman.
Yeah, you can see where the bottom of the range is.
Yeah.
You know,
you buy the bottom.
Buy the bottom, sell the top. So, yeah, you could double your money here. This is where you're going to buy it. So.
Okay, Nicholas, send me a chart.
I will.
And okay. By the way, if you send me them as well, I'll put them on the blog, which is rocksmarkets.co.uk/blog. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.